奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
今天晚上我要向各位介绍的是我们所认识的教会。
Tonight, I would like to introduce the church I know.
圣经上有几个地方提到。
Many places in Bible mention.
教会是基督的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
首先我们要了解什么叫教会。
First of all, we have to understand what is church.
教会跟会堂是有所分别的。
What is the church and the church building?
会堂是一个建筑物。
Church building is a building.
大家聚会敬拜神的地方。
Which is the place everybody worship.
这个建筑不可以说它是基督的身体。
The building cannot be counted as the body of Christ.
因为基督身体是有生命的。
Because body of Christ is life.
这个建筑是没有生命的。
But the building has no life at all.
它不是基督身体。
Therefore, it's not the body of Christ.
什么叫教会呢？
What is the church?
圣经说教会是用耶稣血说买了一个团体。
And church is the group of people purchased by the blood of Jesus.
也是神所选造一个属灵的团体。
Which is the group being called by Jesus.
所以不管有没有会堂。
Therefore, either church or not,
有几个信主一起聚会敬拜神，这个就是教会。
As long as there are four few members gather together worship, that's church.
所以教会是超越空间、时间限制的。
Church surplus the time and the space limited.
从使徒时代到现在是一个教会。
From the apostolic time till now, there is only one church.
它没有时间限制。
There's no limit of time.
不管是世界的一个地方，是一个教会。
No matter where you go, there is a church.
它没有空间的限制。
The space will not limit the church.
这个就是基督的身体。
This is the body of Christ.
那就是身体应当具有什么条件？
And what's the component should be in this body?
我讲三项。
I mentioned three components.
基督身体必须有基督的灵。
First of all, it's spirit.
如果没有基督灵，这个就不是基督的身体。
Without Christ's spirit, this is not the body of Christ.
第一个条件。
Second,
基督的身体必须讲基督的话。
Should have the words of Christ.
如果教会不传扬基督的话，
If a church do not preach the words of Christ,
它不是基督的身体。
Then it's not counted to be the body of Christ.
第三个条件。
The third component.
基督身体必须显明基督的能力。
Should express the mighty power of Christ.
如果教会不能够显明基督的能力，它就不是基督的身体。
If a church cannot carry the mighty power of Christ, then it's not the body of Christ.
我现在先讲第一个条件。
First of all, I say one condition.
教会是基督身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
它必须有基督灵在里面。
Should have its spirit.
看以弗所第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
23节。
Verse 23.
以弗所书的第一章23节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。这里提到教会是他的身体。
Here mentioned, church is his body.
这个他是谁呢？
What is him?
从二十节看就知道，这个他就是基督。
From verse 22, we can see he is Christ.
也就是说，教会就是基督的身体。
In other words, church is Jesus' body.
什么样的教会才算基督身体呢？
What type of church being counted as his body?
下面说，是那充满万有主所充满的。
Definition is the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
充满万有主就神的灵。
And who fill everything means God's spirit.
神的灵充满在天地。
Because his spirit fills everywhere.
神的灵不但充满在天地，也充满在教会里面。
Not only fills everywhere, including churches.
所以说教会是那充满万有主所充满的。
Therefore, church is the fullness of him who fills everything in any way.
神的灵在里面。
There is the dwelling of his spirit.
这个才叫基督身体。
And this is the body of Christ.
反过来说，
on the other hand,
任何教会，
any other churches,
如果没有基督灵在里面，它就不是基督的身体。
If there is no spirit of Christ, that is not the body of Christ.
看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
第九节。
Romans 8 verse 9.
罗马书的第八章第九节。
Romans 8 verse 9。
如果神的灵住在你们心里， 你们就不是肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。这里说，人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Here tells if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
任何教会如果没有基督的灵，这个教就不属基督。
A church does not have the Spirit of Christ, this church does not belong to Christ.
它不属基督的身体。
And this is not the body of Christ.
一般教会通常说他们也有圣灵在里面。
Many churches nowadays claim they do have the Holy Spirit.
也就是说他们都有基督的灵。
In other words, they have the Spirit of Christ.
他说如果我们没有基督的灵，
Here says if we do not have Spirit of Christ,
没有神的灵在我们里面，
without the dwelling of God's Spirit,
我们怎么会认耶稣为主呢？
And how can we call Jesus as the Master?
因为我们能够认耶稣为主，
because we can recognize him as our Master,
我们里面也有圣灵。
Therefore the Spirit dwelling us,
他们这一种主张有圣经根据。
And they have such explanation, they are according to Bible.
但是他把圣经话解释错了。
But they interpret in wrong way.
看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
第三节。
Verse 3.
哥林多前书十二章第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3.
所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可做主的，若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。啊，这里提到，不是被圣灵感动的，没有人能说耶稣是主。
And here it says, without the movement of the Spirit, he cannot call Jesus as Master.
他们就拿这个就根据说，我们已有圣灵在里面。
Therefore, they claim themselves they do have the Holy Spirit.
假如我们没有圣灵在里面，怎么会认耶稣为主呢？
If we do not have the Holy Spirit in us, how can we call Lord as a Master?
但我们仔细看就晓得，这里并不是说领受圣灵的结果。
But here clearly tell us this is not the result of receiving Holy Spirit.
有圣灵感动，能够认耶稣为主。
For the movement of the Holy Spirit, you can tell, you call Jesus as the Master.
已经领受圣灵的人，当然他有圣灵感动在里面。
For those people who receive the Holy Spirit, of course, he will receive the movement of the Holy Spirit.
还没有领受圣灵的，也会有圣灵感动。
Without receiving Holy Spirit, the person also be moved by the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵感动，你才想来教会听道理。
With the movement of the Holy Spirit, you will come towards the church, listen to the truth.
那很多人邀请他来，他很忙就推辞掉了。
And the people may be asked so many times, but he's busy, cannot come.
有圣灵感动，你才听懂道理。
Because the movement of the Spirit, you can understand the truth.
因为有的人虽然很有学问，
although the person with the full knowledge,
没有圣灵感动，
without the movement of the Spirit,
他听不懂，
he will not understand,
不感兴趣，
he will not have interest at all,
来一处就不想再来，
and only come once but not twice.
有的人虽然没有学问，
the person without knowledge at all,
但因为他有圣灵的感动，
but because he has the movement of the Holy Spirit,
他能听懂道理的内容，
then he can fully understand the content of the truth.
他感觉圣灵上对他有帮助，
he can feel the truth will help him,
他就继续来，
then he will continue to come.
有圣灵的感动，
because the movement of the Holy Spirit,
你才会下决定信耶稣，
then you will make determination to believe in Christ.
因为有的人晓得道理很好，
because someone think the truth is great,
他鼓励别人来听，
he encourage other people to come.
你就听听看很好，
you go just listen, that's a wonderful truth.
我已经听过知道很好再介绍你去，
I have heard, therefore I bring you there.
那个人就来了，
then the follower come,
你受了洗了，
receive the baptized,
但他就不受洗，
but this person would not be baptized.
所以你愿意听道理，
although you want to hear the truth,
你听了能够明白，
and you would understand,
你要决心受洗，
you're determined to be baptized,
这个每一个步骤圣灵感动的结果，
and all these steps is the result of the movement of the Holy Spirit.
但这个不等于有圣灵，
that does not tell you you receive the Holy Spirit.
我们看使徒第八章，
let's turn to Book of Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章，
Acts 8
14节，
14.
使徒行传第八章十四节，
Acts chapter 8 verse 14.
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。十五节，
15.
两个人到了，就为他们祷告， 要叫他们受圣灵，十六节。
16.
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。17节。
17.
于是使徒按手他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。这里说，撒玛利亚人已经信了耶稣。
Here tells the Samaritan believing Christ
也受了洗礼
，received the baptism，
成为基督的门徒
，become the follower of Christ。
但圣经说他们一个人也没有受圣灵。
But here tell us they have not yet received the Holy Spirit。
等到使徒为他们按手祷告，他们才受圣灵。
Until the time they received the lay hands of the apostle, they received the Holy Spirit。
既然他们已经信了耶稣
，since they believe，
也受了洗礼
，since they be baptized，
一定能够认耶稣为主。
They should call Jesus as the Lord。
但圣经说他们没有受圣灵。
But here tell us clearly they have not yet received Holy Spirit。
如果每一个信耶稣的人
，if all the Christian，
如果每一个能认耶稣为主的人
，if everyone who call Jesus as the Master
都有圣灵
，they are receive Holy Spirit。
为什么撒玛利人信的时候没有受圣灵
？Why here tell us the Samaritan never receive Holy Spirit when they believe？
他们在受了洗还没有受圣灵
？Why they haven't received the Holy Spirit when they baptized？
等到按手在头上祷告，他们才受圣灵。
Until they be lay hand, they receive the Holy Spirit。
我们从这个圣经的根据了解。
From this record, we can understand，
并不是每个信的人都有圣灵。
Not all the believer of Christ will receive the Holy Spirit，
并不是每一个能认耶稣为主的人都有圣灵。
Not those who can call Lord as the Master will receive the Holy Spirit。
那么，为什么圣经说能够认耶稣为主的人都有圣灵的感动呢
？And why Bible tell us for those who can call Jesus as the Master, they have the movement of the Spirit？
我们读圣经要了解时代背景。
From the Bible, we understand the historical time。
耶稣是木匠的儿子。
Jesus is the carpenter's son。
他没有受过正规教育。
He has received no good education。
没有外貌。
No outer experience.
连保罗都因为耶稣没有外貌看不起他。
Even Paul ignored Jesus because Jesus has no appearance.
后来蒙主选召他才信耶稣。
Until he was called by Jesus, he believed in Christ.
当时信耶稣人都是那些卑微的人。
Or those time, at that time, the people who believe in Christ, they are all low status in society.
尊贵的不多。
The noble one.Few,
有能力的不多
，the powerful one are few，
都是那些被大家看不起的。
All those has no power, low status in community，
没有外貌
，no appearance。
假如你没有圣灵的感动
，if the person has no movement of the spirit，
你就看不出耶稣的救主
，then you will not recognize Jesus is the savior，
你就看不出这个教里面有神同在
，then you cannot see the church has the abundance of the Holy Spirit。
当时有犹太教逼迫。
At that time, there's a persecution.
一个犹太教徒如果信了耶稣
，a Christian believe in Christ，
以耶稣为主
，and they call Jesus a master.
以犹太教徒来看
，in the eyes of all Jews，
你背叛耶和华真神
，and you really rebel your original faith.
他们认为耶和华才是主
，because they believe the Lord is the God.
你以耶稣为主
，and you call Jesus is the God.
背叛他们所敬拜的独一真神
，That is rebellion to their original faith。
所以就犹太教徒的逼迫
，Therefore they receive the persecution from the Jewish。
其实以耶稣为主跟以真神为主不冲突。
Actually, call Jesus is the master or call the God is the master has no conflict at all.
因为耶稣就是天上神为了救人成为肉身来世上救主。
Because Jesus is God manifest in flesh come to this world to be the savior.
但犹太人不了解。
But the Jewish people did not understand.
所以就从犹太教的来的宗教逼迫。
Therefore, from Jewish, they raised the persecution to the belief.
你信了耶稣。
If you believe in Christ,
你随时可能被犹太教徒杀害。
In any time, you will be killed.
如果你没有圣灵感动
，If you do not have the movement of the Holy Spirit,
你不敢认耶稣为主。
You do not dare to call Jesus as the Master.
当时的犹太人是罗马政府所管的。
At that time, Jewish under the Roman Empire,
罗马帝国的皇帝该撒才是他们的主。
And the Empire, the King.Of a Roman is their master.
如果你认耶稣为主
，If you call Jesus as the master,
罗马人就误会你背叛该撒
，And the Romans will see you rebel the king.
你是以耶稣为主
，If you call Jesus is the Lord.
你扩大你的势力。
And you enlarge your power.
有一天你会推翻罗马政府。
One day you can overcome the Roman Empire.
所以就从罗马政府来的政治逼迫。
Therefore, Roman Empire try to control and persecute all these believers.
我们重新了解。
From here we can understand.
当时信徒是有三种困难。
There are three difficulties if you believe in Christ at that time.
第一种困难。
First of all,
耶稣没有外貌。
Jesus has no appearance.
当时信徒也大部分没有外貌。
At that time, all the believers has no outstanding appearance.
没有圣灵的感动。
Without the movement of the Holy Spirit,
你不能够相信耶稣是主。
You cannot call Jesus as the Master.
你看不出教会里面有神同在。
Because you cannot see the abundance of God in church.
第二个
，second，
有犹太教来的政治逼迫，这个宗教逼迫。
There's a persecution from Roman Empire.
第三个困难
，third difficulty，
有从那么政府来的政治逼迫。
And there's a government persecution to be on there.
所以你信了耶稣以后
，once you believe in Christ，
你如果以耶稣为你的主。
If you call Jesus as your Lord,
你随时都可能被杀害。
Anytime you will be killed and persecuted.
所以说，没有神的感动，不能够认耶稣为主。
Therefore, at that time, without the movement of the Holy Spirit, people cannot call.
也不敢勇敢承认耶稣我的主。
Do not dare to call Jesus as the Master.
今天不一样。
Today is different.
今天基督已经成为国际性的宗教。
Today, Jesus is the faith of all nations.
每个文明国家成为基督教国家。
All the civilization believe Jesus is the Lord.
尤其是欧美的国家。
Especially on the Western country.
成为基督教国家。
And become a religious country.
欧美的文明成为基督教文明。
And because their civilization is the Christian civilization.
会堂都非常堂皇。
And you can see all the church buildings are nice and wonderful.
而信耶稣的人都有很多人有地位。
And all the Christians are high, have high status.
有很多学问。
Full knowledge.
有很多的钱财。
To have money.
是很有外貌的。
Therefore, outstanding appearance.
所以今天信耶稣不会因为没有外貌而被看不起。
And today you won't be ignored because you don't have outstanding appearance.
而且现在这个自由国家里面。
And since you in such a free country.
有法律的保障。
There's a protection from the Lord.
人民有信仰宗教的自由。
And people have the freedom of religion.
所以没有逼迫。
You don't have to receive persecution.
因此在今天这个时代。
Today,
要信耶稣不一定有神的感动。
Today you believe in Christ, you don't need the movement of Holy Spirit.
但我们不否认。
But we do not deny.
今天在各教会有一些虔诚的基督徒。
There are so many humble, earnest Christians in other churches.
他们爱主。
They love Christ.
他们弟兄姐妹相爱。
And they love each other.
他们对主有信心。
They have the faith on Lord.
他们虔诚来敬拜神。
They humbly, godly to worship the Lord.
这个是个事实。
This is the fact.
我们不否认这一群人有圣灵的感动。
We do not want to deny they are the people who do not have the Holy Spirit.
但不等于有圣灵。
But does not tell you they receive the Holy Spirit.
因为属于属代撒玛利亚人。
Because that time the Samaritan.
他们在没有外教会没有外貌的时候
，At that time is the difficult time。
在有宗教逼迫时候
，At that time is the persecution time。
在有政治逼迫时候
，At that time has the government to govern them。
他们勇敢信了主
，They brave to believe Christ。
但圣经说他们没有圣灵
，But the Bible tells they do not receive Holy Spirit。
等到主为他们按手祷告时候
，Until the apostle lay hands on them，
他们才受圣灵
，They receive it。
我们现在已经有一个结论
，Now we have a conclusion。
并不一定每一个信主人都有圣灵。
It's not necessary for all people who believe in Christ will receive Holy Spirit.
不一定每一个能认耶稣为主的虔诚的基督徒都有圣灵。
It's not necessary for those who call Jesus as the Lord who have the Holy Spirit.
那么怎么才算有圣灵呢
？How do you say to receiving Holy Spirit？
看使徒行传第十章
，Acts chapter 10，
十四节
，Acts chapter 10 verse 44。
使徒行传第十章四至四节
，Acts chapter 10 verse 44。
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。十五节
，45。
那些奉割礼和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外面身上，就多稀奇。
16:46，
因听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。17:47，于是彼得说：“这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？”这里记载彼得在
At this moment, Peter preached the gospel to the Cornelius household.
正在讲道当中, 他们就受了圣灵。
When he was speaking the words, they received the Holy Spirit.
他们还没有受洗,
Without baptized,
就已经受了圣灵。
They received the Holy Spirit first.
怎么晓得他们有圣灵呢?
How can they call they received the Spirit?
在书六节说,
46.
因听见他们说谎言。
For they heard them speak in tongues.
因听见他们说谎才判断他们已经受圣灵。
Because they speak in tongues, therefore they receive the Holy Spirit.
那书的七节记载,
47.
彼得说, 这些人受圣与我们一样。
And Peter says, these people receive the Holy Spirit just like we do.
我们从这样就知道,
From here we know,
使徒们以自己 受圣灵经验做标准判断,
Apostle used their experience to judge the people who received the Holy Spirit.
与我们一样才算受圣灵。
For those people, just like we do, they receive Holy Spirit.
与我们不一样就没有受圣灵。
For those people do not receive the same thing like we do, they do not receive Holy Spirit.
哪一点与我们一样呢?
What is the same point?
就是说谎言。
Speak in tongue.
说谎与我们一样。
Speak in tongue just like we do.
就算受圣灵。
They receive the Holy Spirit.
不能说谎言。
If they cannot speak in tongue.
与我们不一样。
Different from us.
就还没有受圣灵。
They do not receive Holy Spirit.
这个是一个判断的标准。
This is the standard of the judgment.
后来彼得回到耶路撒冷去。
When Peter returned to Jerusalem.
报告这一件事情说,
and when he reported this event.
他再度重复,
right away.
他们都与我们是一样的。
Again, he repeat, they receive the Holy Spirit just like we do.
看使徒十一章,
let's turn to Apostle
15节,
Acts 11:15.
使徒行传十一章十五节,
Acts 11, verse 15.
我一开讲圣灵便降在他们身上, 正像降在当初降在我们现在一样。 后来, 彼得回耶路撒冷报告时候,
when Peter reported to the Jerusalem,
他说他一开讲圣灵就降在他们身上。
As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came upon them.
他说, 正像当初见我们现在一样,
and just like at the beginning when we received,
就是会说谎言,
which is they speak in tongue,
与我们一样的经验,
same experience we have,
我们认定他们有圣灵,
we recognize they receive the Holy Spirit.
我们从这个标准来衡量今天的 很多的基督徒,
from this point, we can measure so many Christians.
不管你是属于什么教派,
no matter which denomination you belong to,
如果你不会说谎言,
if you do not speak in tongue,
跟属如不同经验,
if you do not have the same experience that apostle
has, 你就还没有受圣灵,
then you do not receive the Holy Spirit.
如果你会说谎言,
if you can speak in tongue,
跟属如一样的经验,
and just like the experience that apostle has,
这个才被认定受圣灵,
then you will be recognized receiving the Holy Spirit.
但是很多教派常常这样说,
but many denominations claim,
说谎言不过是圣灵给人很多恩赐里面一个恩赐而已。
Speak in tongue just a gift of Holy Spirit.
受圣灵不一定会说谎言。
Receiving Holy Spirit not necessarily speaking in tongue.
他们主要讲有圣经根据。
They have the Bible accordingly.
但是他们把圣经话解释错了。
But again, they interpret in wrong way.
看古内前书十二章,
let's turn to 1 Corinthians 12.
第十节,
1 Corinthians 12, verse 10.
哥林多前书第十二章第十节,
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10.
第十节说圣灵给人有很多恩赐。
Here tell us so many gifts have been given by Holy Spirit.
那么第十节的导数第二句说, 又叫一人能说谎言。
And the last portion tell us one person can speak in different tongues.
第十一节说,
11.
这一切都是罪圣灵所运行随自己意思分给个人的。
And the 11 tells all these are the work of one, the same Spirit. He give them to each other just as he determines.
从第八节开始说, 圣灵给人有九种不同恩赐。
From verse 8 tell us the Spirit will give 9 different gifts.
那第十节所说的, 又叫一人能说谎不过就其中一个恩赐而已。
On verse 10 telling us speaking in different kinds of tongues, which is one of the gifts.
不是绝对的,
not necessary.
而且十一节说, 圣灵按照 助理艺术给这个人有这个恩赐，给那人不同恩赐。
And verse 11 tells the Spirit give according to He determined.
他们就拿这个做根据说，受圣灵有很多不同的表现。
And here they use this record to say that's a different incident.
所以说谎言是好多恩赐里面一个恩赐。
Speak in tongue just one of the gifts.
不是 唯一的，不是绝对的。
It's not absolute. It's not necessary.
再看到本章的三十五节。
Let's turn to same chapter 35.
哥林多前十二章三十五节。岂都是得恩赐医病的吗？岂都是说谎言的吗？岂都是欢欢的吗？这里说，岂都是说谎言的吗
？And here it says, "Are all speak in town?"
如果每个人信了耶稣，受圣的都会说谎言。
If all these people believe in Christ, all speak in town,
就不会这么问。
Then people will ask.
所以，岂都说谎言吗？等于说，不都是说谎言。
And here again tell us.They are not always speak in town.
他们就拿出来做根据说，受圣灵不一定说谎言。
They use this Bible as their reason. Believing Christ, receiving Holy Spirit doesn't need to speak in town.
你们今天教会说我们不否认，这个是受圣一个表现。
And we recognize through the church receive Holy Spirit, speak in town. This is one of the gifts.
我们虽然不会说谎言
，although we cannot,
我们有别的恩赐
，but we have different gifts.
所以我们也有圣灵。
Therefore, we have the Spirit.
这个对这两段圣经的一种错误的解释。
And this is the wrong interpretation according to these two verses.
我们从关前的使徒上看出来。
From 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
使徒时代说谎有两种情况。
When talking about speaking in town, in that time, there are two different incidents.
一种是向神说的。
One is the speaking in town to God.
一种是向人说的。
Another one, speak to man.
向神说的。
Speak to God,
叫做方言祷告。
Which is pray in tongue.
向人说的。
Speak in man,
叫方言讲道。
Which is preach in tongue.
为什么这样分别呢
?What is the difference?
因为我们对神说只能够祷告。
When we speak to God, we through prayer.
我们不过向神讲道。
We cannot preach to God.
如果你向神讲道，神说我早就懂，你还教训我。
If we try to preach God, it's not necessary because He knows the truth.
那我们对人说只能讲道。
And therefore, when we speak to man, that's the preach.
我们不能够向人祷告。
We cannot pray to man.
如果你向弟兄姐妹说主啊主啊，弟兄姐妹说你找错对象，我不是主，我是弟兄姐妹啊。
If you call brother and sister as the Lord, and pray to them, you are on the wrong subject.
因为对象不同。
Because different object,
内容就不一样。
Different contents.
向你祷告的
，pray to
有什么样内容呢
？What is the content of prayer?
感谢
，thankful
赞美
，praise
祈求
，ask
悔改
，repent
就数项内容。
These four items.
不过你祷告什么话，就是这数个内容之内。
No matter what type of language you speak, this is four contents.
你不是祈求，就是感谢，就赞美，就是悔改。
You either thankful, prayer, ask or repent.
你还有别的花样吗？
Anything else?
就是这些用这些话来向人祷告。
That will cover all your prayers.
那么这些内容限定向人说。
And all these contents only towards God.
你不能够转向人说。
You cannot speak this to man.
你不能向人祈求。
You cannot pray to man.
你不能向人感谢赞美。
You cannot praise the man.
你不能向人悔改。
You cannot repent to the man.
那么对人说的讲道。
And preach to the man.
这个内容包罗万象。
That will cover many varieties.
圣经很多故事、很多教训都可以拿来做讲道材料。
There are so many contents, the truth, the teaching in the Bible you can use to preach.
所以对象不同，讲的内容就有所分别。
We preach to different object, we have different contents.
我们有这个观念之后
，Once we have such a concept,
然后来看哥林多前的十五章会很清楚。
Then we return to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we have a clear mind.
看哥林多前的第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 14,
第二节
verse 2.
那说谎言的言不是对人说，乃是对神说，因为没有人听出来。然而他在心灵里确定讲说各样奥秘。所以说，谎言本来是对神说，不是对人说的。
Speak in town is to God, not to man.
对神说的就是祷告谎言。
And speak to God is the prayer.
没有人听出来。
Nobody can understand.
你听不懂。
You don't understand either.
其实听不懂不是乱讲。
And even you don't understand, but it's, you are not speaking nonsense.
有内容的。
There's a content in there.
这个内容是在心里讲说各样奥秘。
The content is, utters mystery within your heart.
目的是什么
?What is the purpose?
看第四节。
Verse 4.
说谎言是造就自己。做现在讲道的是造就教会。这里谈了。说谎言就造就自己。
Here's it. Speak in town, edify yourself.
有的译本翻成提高自己的品德。
Some of the interpretation is to lift up your standard.
也可以说 造就灵性。
In other words, to edify your spiritual nurturing.
这个方言祷告的目的。
That is the purpose. Speak in tongues.
是为了造就你的灵性。
To edify your spiritual standing.
再看到本章的十四节。
Let's turn to same chapter, verse 14.
我若用方言祷告，是我的灵祷告，但我的悟性没有果效。十五节。这就怎么样呢？我要用灵祷告，用悟性祷告；我要用灵歌唱，用悟性歌唱。这里说，有方言祷告是灵的祷告。
And you speak in tongues means you pray in spirit.
悟性没有果效，说我听不懂我在讲什么。
Because I don't understand what I am speaking.
啊，十五节
，15.
他说他要用灵祷告，也用悟性祷告。
He pray with spirit and understanding.
用灵祷告就方言祷告。
Pray in spirit means pray in tongues.
悟性祷告是用我们听懂的话来祷告。
And pray with his mind means the words you can understand.
你要用英文祷告，或者用华语祷告都可以。
You can pray in English or pray in Mandarin.
就是你就听得懂的话来祷告神。
Which is the words you can understand, pray to God.
这个叫悟性祷告。
This is pray in understanding.
然后说我要用灵歌唱，也用悟性歌唱。
And here is I sing with my spirit and sing with my mind.
用灵歌唱，唱灵歌。
And sing with spirit means spiritual song.
悟性歌唱就唱赞美诗。
And sing with my mind means sing the hymn song.
因为这个歌词内容我们自己明白。
Because the hymn's words you could understand.
那么这里说我要这样，我要那样。
Here it says I can do that or do that.
就是随着你的意思会自由决定的。
According to will.
我们在祷告当中。
In our prayer.
同一处的祷告。
In same prayer.
可以有悟性。
You can have prayer in understanding. You can pray in spirit.
也可以从头到尾都是悟性。
You can pray the whole prayer with understanding.
也可以从头到尾都是方言祷告。
Or you pray with the speaking tongue. 我们会
随处的意思去决定它。
You can do it according to your judgment.
我们没有受任何的限制。
We don't have to be limited.
好，现在我们看方言讲道。
Let's go in speak preaching.
我们刚刚所说的方言祷告。我们刚刚所说方言祷告。
The mention we just speak in tongue.
对象是向神。
Towards God.
没有人听懂。
Nobody can understand.
但它有内容。
But there's contents.
是讲过的奥秘。
To utter the mystery.
它的目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
造就自己。
To edify yourself.
我们现在讲方言道，讲道。
Now we talk about preaching tongue.
过年前的十四章。
First Corinthians 14.
27节。
27.
若有说方言的，主好两个人，诸多三个人。且要轮流着说，要一个翻出来。28节。
28.
若没有翻，就当了会动闭口，主对主的汉神说就是了。这里谈到说要说限制。
Here says a limitation here.
第一个限制是人数。
First of all, two men.
主好两个，最多三个。
Most of all, two or three.
第一个限制要轮流。
And another one is in order.
一处一个，不过一处好几个。
One at a time, not many at a time.
第三个限制。
The third limitation.
要有翻译。
You need interpretation.
没有的翻译就不能够对大家说。
No interpreter, do not speak in public.
只能够对神说。
You only speak to God.
一般教会不懂这个是方言祷告的方言讲道的限制。
And no, some church do not understand this is the limitation of speak in tongue.
他就会拿这个来批评我们教会的祷告没有受这个限制。
And they criticize us because we speak in tongue in a prayer.
我们祷告通常一处几十个、几百个祷告。
Every time when we pray, we got 100,000 people.
没有限定人数。
No limitation on numbers.
也没有轮流。
No take turns.
也没有翻译。
No interpretation.
一般教会批评我们的祷告没有受限制这种限制。
And people would criticize us because we do not be limited or follow the Bible here.
其实这一种现在是属于方言讲道的限制。
But the order we're talking about here is preach in tongues.
因为向神祷告不必限制。
Speak in tongues to God, no limitation.
我们向神祷告，好多人祷告。
When we pray with all number of people,
没有限的人数。
We don't have to limit our numbers.
轮流。
No take turns.
神不会说这么多人讲话听谁啊。
God will not complain. Who should I listen to?
排队。
Take your turn.
我先听你的。
Take your number.
好 ，OK， 第二个。
And second.
哇，这一组一组一组轮流听一个听一个。
And everybody take turn because God wants to be in order.
有的遇到车祸流很多血。
And somebody hit the car and bleeding.
生命危险。
In the crisis.
神啊，你救我，有很多谁要死去了。
And God, please save me because I'm dying.
神说，你急什么？去后面排队。
And why are you hurry for? Take your number.
300年前祷告，我还没有听，现在轮不到你。
Because I'm listening to three hundred years ago's prayer.
等到轮到他，早就完蛋。
Well, up to that person, he would die.
所以神听的祷告不必注定人数。
Because God listened to your prayer with not limited numbers.
也不必轮流。
Don't have to take turns.
一下子几百个几的祷告，他都会听。
At same time, same place, 100,000 people pray, he will listen.
有人说你们的神一天二十四小时都不能休息。
And some people will criticize your God will be working very hard 24 hours a day.
地方有时差问题。
Because we got time, different zone.
我们这边晚上, 台湾那边白天。
We're in night, Taiwan in day.
哇,那么各地都有基督徒啊。
And many places got our church members.
哇,你们的神啊, 一分钟没有办法休息啦。
And your God has no time to rest.
那边一个说我头痛。
And there, someone complained about headache. Someone asked for the peace on the journey.
哇,你们神整年整天都没有办法休息了。
I can see your God must be a busy God.
这个是用人的能力去衡量神的能力。
This is take a human measurement to measure God.
神的能力是不受任何限制的。
God's power has no measure at all.
而且他不必休息的。
And he does not need rest.
同时听所有人的祷告。
At the same time, he can listen to all prayers.
而且不必翻译。
No need to be interpreted.
日本人祷告用日本话。
Japanese pray in Japanese.
美国人祷告用英文，这里也说用英文。
And American use English.
德国人、法国人。
German or French.
世界这么多基督徒用他们的语言向神祷告。
So many Christians pray with their own language.
神说天使啊，他讲什么你替我翻译。
And God did not ask the angel to try to interpret for me.
没有这个必要。
Not necessary.
你讲什么他都听懂。
Whatever you say, he will understand.
那方言是神给你的。
Because speak in town is God given to you.
神的灵临到你。
Because spirit come upon you.
你就用方言来跟神对谈。
You can speak in town to God.
他怎么听不懂呢？
How can he not understand?
不必翻译。
No interpretation.
向神祷告。
Pray to God.
不必注定人事。
No limitation on
number. 不必轮流。
Don't take turns.
不必翻译。
No interpretation. But when you speak to men, that's different. And you have to call according to numbers. So many people want to speak.
你就记录到天亮,
and you have to wait until your turn.
如果我们要轮流一个,
if you do not take turn one at a time,
还一处好几个站起来讲,
or many at a time,
你要听谁?
And who do you listen to?
所以一定要轮流嘛,
of course, you have got to be in order. Interpretation.
如果不翻译, 你听不懂,
without interpreter, you cannot understand.
所以这个是方言讲道的限制。
That is the limitation on preaching time.
那为什么有这个限制呢?
Why there's a limitation?
因为当时的观念教会太混乱了。
Because at that time, the church in Corinth is disaster.
没有人翻译。
Nobody interpreted.
大家争先起来，又方言讲道。
And everybody just take disorder and want to take place.
又不注重人事。
They do not look numbers.
又不轮流。
They don't want to take
time. 造成很多混乱。
They create chaos.
外面有人进来就说你们癫狂了。
And visitor will come see you. You guys are crazy.
所以保罗才给他们这个规定。
Therefore, Paul put an order.
但我们今天真正教会的祷告不是这样。
And today we pray is different.
我们祷告是一起祷告。
Our prayer is different.
我们停着一起停下来。
We stop at the same time.
没有混乱情况。
No chaos here.
而且我们没有随便站起来用方言向人讲道啊。
And we are not just simply stand up speaking in tongue.
啊, 所以我们从这一点了解。
From here we can understand.
方言有两种情况。
There's a two type of tongue.
对神说的。
Speak to God.
叫方言祷告。
That's pray in tongue.
对人说的。
Speak to man.
叫方言讲道。
That's preach to man.
方言讲了很多限制。
There's no limitation on speak to man.
祷告。 祷告不受这些限制,
but pray in town with no limitation at all.
那么刚刚所说的受先不一定说方言,
at that time when you receive the Holy Spirit, not necessarily speak in tongue.
那就属于方言讲道的特别恩赐,
and that is the special gift of preaching in tongue.
方言祷告是你有圣灵, 你就会用方言向神祷告。
Speak in tongue when you receive the Holy Spirit, of course you speak in tongue.
这个不是特别恩赐,
this is not a special.
那么方言讲道是神给你, 你才有这个恩赐。
Preaching in town, that's a special gift given by God. This is a special gift.
比如说悟性祷告,
for example, pray in understanding.
悟性祷告不是特别恩赐,
pray in understanding is not a special gift.
一个三岁小孩,
even a 3 years old kid,
你教他初问怎么感谢,
you ask him to pray before the meal,
晚上睡得怎么感谢,
before the bed,
早上起程怎么感谢,
in the morning,
你教他就会,
you teach him, he will learn,
这个会学习,
and because that can be learned.
悟性讲到是有恩数,
but preach in town, that's different.
有的信主很久,
Many people believe in Christ for a long time. So earnestly learn the truth. Understand the truth. He understands many truths. And you speak here. He will understand what you're talking about.
有的更高明,
even better.
他看到你的黑板,
When he saw the title. And he can tell you what is the point.
等一下你讲了,
after you finish.
跟他想一样, 被我猜到了,
and just match to what he thinks.
你讲到这一段会引这个什么圣经,
when you reach the point, what verse you will refer to. And he can open the Bible way for you.
又被猜到了,
then you will get it.
他还满足啊,
and he will satisfy.
他会批评啊, 你讲得好不好, 有没有造就, 他会批评,
and he would able to criticize you.
好, 请你讲一篇看看,
then ask him to preach.
我不会讲,
and I don't know how to preach.
就去餐馆出菜,
and only go to the restaurant.
太咸了,
you climb plant, salty,
这个炒菜 not salty, 不错啊,
not too bad a dish,
太差劲了,
or too bad of a dish.
你炒几道菜看看,
and let you cook.
他不一定会炒啊,
he may not cook.
他会欣赏,
he will appreciate,
但他做不出来,
he cannot do it.
所以说谎言, 这个悟性讲道,
just like speak in tongue.
所以一种恩数,
speak in mind, this is the
台下谈道不必有特别因素，台下来谈道。
When you talk to someone else with the truth, you don't need gifts.
因为他没有题目限制。
No limit on titles.
谈什么就谈什么。
Whatever you reach, you reach.
但就讲到有限制啊。
But there's a limit when you speak here.
所以没有因素不能够，不是随便每个人都会讲道。
Without gift, you cannot just simply stand here and preach.
那方言讲道就这样。
And same thing with preaching here.
假如你们方言讲了因素。
If you have the gift of preaching, then you preach according to the prayer, not the truth. Because different object, different content. Therefore we believe. For a person receive Holy Spirit would speak in
tongues.
And speak in tongues is the evidence of receiving Holy Spirit. The necessary obstacle. If you cannot speak in tongues, then you do not receive Holy Spirit.
一个教会,
for a church,
如果没有基督灵,
if a church without Holy Spirit
讲谎言,
cannot speak in tongues,
他不属基督,
then the church do not belong to Christ.
他不如基督的身体,
the church is not the body of Christ.
第二个条件,
second,
基督身体要讲基督话,
and the body of Christ should speak Christ's word.
我的身体讲我的话,
because my body speaks my words,
表达我的意见,
to express my view.
你身体讲你的话,
and your body speaks your words,
表达出你的意见,
to express your point.
你跟你说两个不同的个体,
and two different bodies,
我们不同想法,
different minds,
我们不同的意见,
different views.
但是教会是基督身体,
but church is the body of Christ,
所以必须传达基督的意见,
should express the view of Christ.
你所说每一句话,
each word you speak,
要有圣灵根据,
you have to, according to Bible.
如果你所说的也没有圣灵根据,
what you speak not according to Bible,
这个就不住基督身体,
it's not the body of Christ.
看马太28章,
let's turn to Matthew 28,
20节,
Matthew 28 verse 20.
马太福音28章20节,
Gospel Matthew chapter 28 verse 20.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。耶稣升天之前，
before Jesus ascended,
他很担心一件事情，
he quite worried about one thing.
当他升天之后，
after he ascended to heaven,
教会在历史的演变当中，
and church go along with the history,
会慢慢地改变耶稣的话，
and would change God's word.
所以他对他的门徒说，
therefore he once again remind, whatever I teach you,
教训他们遵守，
you have to teach them to obey.
就是白说一代的传下去，
in other words, pass my word generation and generation, then I will be with you always.
耶稣所担心的后来发生了，
and Jesus' worry come true,
天主教改变福音，
because Roman Catholic changed the truth.
因为他改变福音,
because they changed the truth.
所以才有马丁路德的改造运动。
Therefore, Luther Martin, the revelation.
他改造运动说, 讲一句话很有名。
And one sentence he made, very famous.
他都回到圣经去。
Return to Bible.
因为他发现天主教已经离开圣经。
Because he found, he discovered Roman Catholic departed from Bible.
所以他要大家回到圣经去。
Therefore, his announcement is return to Bible.
他的改造运动成功了。
And he is successful.
他所传的道理也比本来的天主教更合于圣经了。
His preaching is more like Bible teaching.
但并没有完全把信徒带回圣经去。
But do not bring the believer completely back to Bible.
所以有基督教的教派越分的越厉害。
Therefore, more denomination being created.
每一个教派的出现都说我比你更合于圣经。
Each denomination claim I am better than others.
但是相差也没有多少。
But they are no different at all.
所以才有真教出现。
Therefore, the true church coming along.
那为什么他们会把神的话解释错呢？
Why do they explain in wrong way?
没有人故意会把神的话解释错。
Nobody want to do it in purpose.
是一代的传下来的。
Because it's passed by generation.
那为什么前几代人会把神的道理传错呢？
Why the further generation would change the content?
也不是故意的。
They do not do it in purpose.
就是没有圣灵在里面启示。
Because they do not have the inspiration of spirit.
圣经的话是神的话。
Bible is the word of God.
非常奥妙
mystery.
如果你没有神的灵启示
without the inspiration of God,
你就看不出来
you cannot understand.
好像耶稣基督要成为救主
just like Jesus will become the Savior.
出生在伯利恒
and was born in Bethlehem.
为童女所怀孕
and born with the, by a virgin.
预言这么清楚
just what a clear prophecy.
按照预言，他应验他出生在伯利恒。不像耶稣就基督
They do not believe Christ is the Lord
一样的道理
Same thing
今天很多基督教
Today many Christians
历史很久
Content, They have
出现了很多神学家
So many people who claim they are experts
有很多著作
So many authors,
writers 但是他们所传的很多地方离开圣经
But many places they are go away from Bible
因为没有神的灵启示
Without inspiration of God
神的教历史很短
Jesus, a true church has a short,
也没有什么神学家
without experts,
但因有圣灵在里面启示带领
because the Holy Spirit guides us,
我们能够把神解读很清楚很正确
we can interpret the Bible in right way and clearly,
因为我们时间的限制
because we have limited time,
我不能够举很多例子
I cannot put up all examples,
我讲一个例子就好
for example, one,
那么假如在座有别教的基督徒朋友
if you believeOn other denomination,
你想更进一步跟你们讨论道理。
If you want to go further to discuss with us,
到底我们所信跟你们所有哪些不同
？And what is the difference between we and others?
我们欢迎你等一下聚会完留下来跟我们谈到。
We welcome you stay along with us. We can discuss.
啊，因为我在真教当上已经42年。
Because I've been a preacher for 42 years in this church.
我们台湾神学已经成立30多年。
Because theological school has established for
32 years. 从30多年前我。没有现在开始到现在，我一直在现在教书。
Because I was a, I am a teacher in theological school.
我教的是教育学。
I teach the education.
为了讲这个课
，in order to teach，
一般教的教我看很多
，and so many books I have read.
所以很多教义
，so many doctrines，
他怎么样的主张
，and how do they claim？
根据什么圣经
？What the Bible verse？
怎么解释？
How do they explain?
我很了解。
I understand fully.
啊，所以如果你有兴趣讨论，等一下留下，我们可以来讨论。
If you have interest, want to stay back and discuss with me, welcome.
好，我先讲一个例子就好。
I put up one example.
看《使徒》22章。
Let's turn to Acts 22:16.
使徒行传22:16.
Acts 22:16。
现在你为什么单连呢？起来求告他的名，说洗洗去你的罪。这里说洗去你的罪，说洗洗去你的罪。
Here be baptized and wash your sin away。
我们根据这段圣经说，洗礼有受罪功效。
From this Bible, we can claim baptism contains with the power of remission。
但是很多教会认为洗礼没有受罪功效。
But some people don't believe that way。
他们说一个人的罪得赦免
，because they believe for the forgiveness of person's sin，
不是在受洗时候
，not in the baptism，
是在你信主悔改的时候
，but in the time when you believe and repent。
他们就要讲，也是有圣经根据。
They claim that according to Bible，
但是他们把圣经根据解释错了。
But they interpret it in one way。
看使徒第三章
，Let's turn to Acts 2。
19节
Acts 2 verse 19。
使徒行传3:19。
Acts 2 verse。
所以十九节哈
，19。
所以你们当悔改归正，使你们罪得以涂抹，这样那安住日主就必从主面前来到。所以说， 悔改归正，罪就涂抹了。
And chapter 3 verse 19 says, "Once you repent, your sin will be forgiven."
这里都没有讲洗礼。
Without mention baptism,
你悔改归正，你的罪都涂抹掉了。
As long as you repent, your sin will be wiped away.
一般就只拿这个做根据。
Many churches claim in this way.
一个人罪得赦免是在他悔改信主那个时候。
For a person to be forgiven on a sin is the time he believes in Christ.
而不是在受洗时候。
Not through the baptism.
好，假如我们根据数的二十二章。
If we go according to a book of 22,
洗礼会赦罪。
And remissions include the baptism.
他们根据三章十九节说悔改罪就涂抹。
On the other hand, someone according to chapter 3 verse 19,
各有根据。
Everybody got
这样讨论下去
，and we discuss
三天都不有结果。
We cannot finish the meeting in 3 days.
我们不否认三章十九节的话。
We did not deny chapter 3 verse 19.
你的罪想涂抹
，if you want to remit your sin,
你必须悔改。
You have to repent.
我们不否认。
We do not deny.
这是强调悔改的重要性
，and that's the emphasis of repentance.
但这里并没有说洗礼没有说的功效
，but here did not tell us the baptism has no effect at all.
洗礼的受的功效在这边被省略了。
At this moment, the baptism just missed here.
二十二章十六节呢
？Chapter 22 verse 16.
这里是提到洗礼的功效。
Here tell us the effective of baptism.
会洗掉罪。
Will wash away your sin.
但他也没有说不必悔改。
But he did not tell you you don't have to repent.
他把悔改这个重要性省略掉了。
Right here, he passed the importance.
所以我们不可以根据二十二章十六节说不必悔改。
Therefore, from this chapter 22 verse 16, we cannot claim you don't need repentance.
我们不可以根据使徒三章使徒这一说洗礼跟受的没有关系。
Or on the other hand, chapter 3 verse 19 says baptism has no effect.
所以我们要把三章使徒这一跟二十二章使徒这一两段圣经都综合起来。
Therefore, we have to combine chapter 3 verse 19 and chapter 22 verse 16 together.
得到一个完整的答案。
We have a complete answer.
一个人最想得赦免。
For a person who wants to forgive,
他必须信主悔改。
To be forgiven sin, believe in Christ.
他必须受洗。
Repent and baptize.
因为悔改跟洗礼都跟受罪有关系。
Because repent and baptize relate to forgiveness of sin.
好，现在我们答一个关键的问题。
That's the key point.
既然悔改跟洗礼都跟受罪有关系
，Since repentance and baptism relate to forgiveness of sin,
我们进一步思考这个问题。
We go further along.
一个人最多赦免
，For a person to be forgiven,
是发生在什么时候
？What is the time would happen?
发生在洗礼之前悔改时候呢
？It happened before the baptism when he repents.
或是发生在悔改受洗的时候呢
？Or happen at the time when the baptism take place.
是一个关键。
That is the key.
如果洗礼，如果这个罪得赦免。
If the sin will be forgiven,
是发生在悔改时候
，take place at the repentance,
洗礼之前
，before the baptism,
这样受罪跟洗礼没有关系。
Then baptism has no effect on forgiven sin.
如果受罪发生在悔改受洗的时候
，if the forgiven sins have take place at the baptism,
这样罪都是跟洗礼有关系的。
Then baptism is important.
好，我们现在看圣经怎么样讲。
Now we read through the Bible.
使徒第二章。
Acts chapter 2,
38节
38.
使徒行传二章三十八节
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
彼得说：“你们个人的悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，将你们罪得赦。”这里谈到要悔改
，Here mentioned repentance.
然后说要受洗
，baptize.
然后说罪得赦免
，and you will be forgiven in sins.
如果在悔改说罪已经得赦免
，if person been forgiven when he repent,
应当说你们悔改
，and it was this way you should repent.
叫你们罪得赦
，and forgive your sin.
然后才说受洗
，and be baptized.
但这里不是这样讲
，this is not the order.
这里是先讲悔改。
Repent first,
然后讲受洗
Second, be baptized.
最后才讲罪得赦免
Final, forgiveness of your sin.
那就是说，一个人罪要得赦免
That will tell us forgiveness of sins.
必须悔改
Have to repent.
也必须受洗
Have to be baptized.
这一个观念
This is the key.
那么罪得赦免发生在什么时候
And forgiven happen in what time?
发生在悔改受洗的时候
And take place in the baptism.
而不是悔改的时候受洗之前
And not take place in repentance.
我们就有一个答案。
Then we have one answer.
受洗跟受罪有关系的。
Baptism is related to the forgiveness of sin.
你单单悔改
，only repentance
没有受洗
，without baptize
你的罪还没有洗干净。
You cannot be clean in sin.
你需要悔改
You have to repent. Be baptized.
Then
you will be forgiven. This is the correct answer, complete answer. When we read Bible, we cannot take only one verse. We should read through the related verses. And we use comparison. Then you can have a comprehensive answer. And this is the attitude to read Bible. There's so many examples here. And we have a tradition here. What type of doctrine you need to claim? You cannot use only one sentence. You should use the according Bible to truth. To identify that truth. This is the truth.
好，那么关于这个问题，如果各位有兴趣查稿，我们等下去留，欢迎留下来继续讨论。
According to this issue, if you want to discuss, please stay back.
教会是基督身体
，Christ Church is the body of Christ.
条件
，the third component
就显明基督能力
，to express to manifest the power of Christ.
看路加第六章
，Gospel Luke
十九节
，19.
路加福音第六章十九节
，Gospel Luke chapter 6 verse 19.
众人都想要摸他，因为有能力从他身上发出来医好他们。耶稣传道说
，When Jesus was preaching，
很多人想摸他的身体
，So many people want to touch him，
因为有能力从他身上发出来
，Because there's a power was coming from him，
医好他们
，and heal them。
耶稣全人充满能力
，and Jesus has the full power in his body。
不管是谁伸手去摸他
，No matter who touch him。
能力就出来
and the power released
他的病就得医治
the people will be healed
现在耶稣早就升天了
and Jesus was ascended to heaven
我们哪里去摸耶稣身体呢
how can we touch the body of Christ
教会就是基督身体
and church is the body of Christ
如果真的属于基督身体的教会
if this church is the true body of Christ
应当充满基督能力
should have the full power of Christ
我们教会几十年来
And for many decades,
不管传到任何一个地区
no matter which place we preach to,
都一定很多神迹
there are so many miracles.
因为有这个神迹，你才知道圣经的话是可以接受的
Because the miracle you can see, you can believe the faith of Bible.
因为有神迹给你平安，你才真的你必须信耶稣
Because the miracle gives you the peace you believe in Christ.
所以我们教会就是用神迹奇的能力根深的能力建立起来的
Therefore, our church is built on the miracles and the Holy Spirit.
有人说
Some people claim,
神迹早就已经过去了
Miracle time passed
因为2000年前
2000 years ago
医学不发达
At that time the medical is not so perfect
所以需要靠神迹来传福音
You need a miracle to preach your gospel
今天医学很进步
Today is such a good medication
有病看医生就好
When you see doctor you will get healed
不需要靠神迹
You don't need miracle
所以他们说神迹的时代已经过去了
Therefore people claim miracle has passed
但我们的经验告诉我们
But this experience tells us
神迹并没有成为过去
The miracle did not pass away
今天还是神迹时候
Miracle still on time
我信主到现在五十年
When I believe in Christ I got 50 years experience
这五十年来我家里经验好多神迹
For the past 50 years I experienced so many God's miracles
我算一算有十几件
When I counted more than 10
都比较大的啦
which is a big one
小的神迹太多不要算
There are so many small ones
那小的神迹还有小的吗
Is there a small miracle?
半夜孩子肚子痛
In the midnight,
发烧
had a headache,
就苦恼不睡觉
cannot sleep.
半夜去请医生也是很麻烦
And in the midnight, hard to find a doctor.
我就跟那为他祷告啊
Then I, only thing I can do is pray.
烧都退了
And after prayer,
肚子不痛了，不吵了
and quiet.
我们就要睡觉了
And we go to sleep.
我有六个孩子
I got six kids.
今天的人生两个就不生了
And today, only many family only two.
怎么病就两个轮流而已了
And I mean, how many illness only two take turns?
我六个数两个的三倍呢
And six is the three times of two.
所以比例上生病的几率会多一点
Therefore, the chances for to get sick is much more than you are.
常常这个有毛病，那个有毛病
And sometimes I see this one or the other one get sick.
半夜看医生很麻烦
Hard to find doctor at midnight.
除非你是急症会很危险
Unless you are emergency.
我们就自己解决啊
And we get it ourselves.
然后祷告就好了
After prayer, we'll heal.
这个记不得有多少件了
And this kind of miracle, I cannot remember how many. And the big one, I can count more than 10.
现在时间不多，我讲其中的一两件就好。
I mentioned one or two because of the time.
我当传道42年。
And I was a preacher for 42 years.
当他主前在小的当教员7年。
And before as a preacher, I was a teacher for 7 years.
那在小的当教员时候，我结了婚。
So in the teacher time, I get married.
结婚没有多久，我的太太生病。
After marriage, my wife gets sick.
胃痛。
Stomach ache.
她的胃痛很特别。
That's a very special ache.
白天不痛。
Not in the daytime,
晚上才痛,
but in the nighttime.
那我为了照顾她, 我没有睡觉。
In order to take care of her, I cannot sleep.
白天她不痛, 在房间睡觉。
And because daytime, he's okay, she's okay.
我去教书,
and I teach, he sleeps.
这样过了3天,
after 3 days,
我心里说我会先倒,
and I will tell myself, I'm going to fail.
后来更严重她, 白天也痛啊,
and getting worse, she will get ache in daytime.
她的爸爸是医生,
her father was a doctor.
就请她爸爸看,
asked the doctor to come.
因为我教书地方是我的那年娘家那个地方，所以他爸爸要给他看病，非常方便。
Because it's so easy because the school I teach is close to their place.
我岳父当医生经验也是很久的。
My father-in-law is an experienced doctor.
但是遇到这个难题，他为什么有这种胃病，他没有看过。
But when he saw the daughter like this, he never seen before.
治疗没有功效。
No way.
当地因为还有2、3个医生。
There's other 2 doctors.
都看过了。
And they have been looking
at
no effect at all.
有一天我的义母来试试看我的那人。
One day my mother-in-law came to see me.
她骂我。
And she rebuked me.
你不要以为你年轻, 她的暑气再起还有。
Don't think you are young and your wife died, you can get married again.
我只有这个女儿,
I only have one daughter.
我这么老了, 我不能再生了。
And I'm so old I cannot produce another daughter for you.
这个不会暑气啊。
You cannot lose this one.
你怎么睁眼看她受苦呢?
And how can you dare to watch her suffer?
你应该送去长寿大医院，彻底检查到底是什么病。
You should send her to the big hospital and have a fully check.
骂几句就回去了。
And after her commandments, he returned.
她回去我就告诉那人,
I told my wife,
就算我送你去大医院检查，也不一定检查出来。
Even I send you to the big hospital, it's no result.
我们为什么不祷告呢?
Why don't we just pray?
她也是信耶稣。
She believes in Christ.
不过她就长老会的信徒。
She's in other churches, other denominations.
我说我们真的教跟你长老会不一样。
And I claim our church is different from your church.
同样信耶稣。
Although we believe in Christ.
同一本圣经。
Same Bible.
但不一样。
But different.
因为我们有圣灵。
Because we have Holy Spirit.
因为我们所行都按照圣经。
Because what we do according to Bible.
因为我们有神迹。
Because we have miracles.
我就讲一些神迹给她听。
Then I express some miracle to her.
然后说你这个要祷告。
And you need to pray.
我帮助你祷告。
I help you to pray.
她很单纯说好，她要祷告。
She's simple and she prayed.
我说你祷告要能哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
In prayer you should speak hallelujah, praise the Lord.
然后我就帮你祷告。
Then I pray for you.
那我们就一起祷告啊。
Then we pray together.
我刚刚信主时候,
at that time, beginning of my belief,
看到人帮助病人祷告时候,
when I saw preacher pray for the sick,
都用手放在他们的头上,
and preacher lay hands,
我教书的地方没有我们的教会,
and at that time, there's no other churches in our place,
所以不能连着传道的为他祷告,
I cannot contact preacher pray for her,
我就学传道伸手放在我那人头上祷告,
I just imitate the preacher how to pray and lay hands on my wife,
祷告没有多久,
After a few minutes,
她身体开始震动起来,
and she has the body movement,
被圣灵充满,
and fulfilled with the Holy Spirit.
祷告很久，我已经休息了,
and after a long prayer, I take a rest.
她还在那边震动,
she continued and body movement.
我心里想，她这里的那因为胃痛都没有吃东西,
and I thought she has quite hungry right at this moment.
这样一直震动恐怕受不了,
with such a big movement, cannot take too long.
我就靠近她耳朵旁说，你说阿门,
and I closed to her say amen.
她跟你说阿门就停下来,
and she followed me and stopped.
那她说哇，刚刚身体真的很快乐啊。
And the body movement just now is a happiness.
她从来没有这么快乐。
She never experienced before.
但是等一下开始担心起来。
And later on, she started worrying.
我问她你担心什么？
What are you worried for?
她如果就一直震动，今天晚上还震动，明天震动。 每天震动不停怎么办啊?
Because I'm worried about the movement is continuing every day and day, what can I do?
他正想不知道怎么停的时候，我说你说阿们，跟着阿们就停下来。哎呀，怎么这样很好玩啊？
And because I don't know how to stop, and he tell me amen, that's the way to stop.
哎，更奇怪，晚上胃就不痛。
Miraculously, she has no ache at all.
第二天也不痛。
Second day, no ache at all.
就要得医治了。
Then be healed.
这个是我信耶稣第一处所经验的神迹。
And this is the first miracle I experienced when I believe in Christ.
好，我再讲一件就好。
One more.
第二年她生一个孩子。
Second year she gave a birth.
啊，是女的。
Gave a birth. It's a girl.
这个女孩子出生差不多满月。
And the girl was about 1 month old.
就发烧。
And have high fever.
不是很高，但是就是烧不降。
Not a really high, but over the normal.
那她 他的就是我的义父也看过了。
Then my father-in-law saw her.
他当地别的医生也看过了。
Other doctor really saw her.
就是没有办法医好她。
With no method at all.
我都跟着那人说。
Then I told my wife.
上一次你祷告，病毒医治。
Last time you through the prayer, you was healed.
我们就得为她祷告。
Then we pray for her.
她也会得医治。
She will heal.
然后我就跟那人一直为她祷告。
Then we all pray together for my daughter.
然后我手放在我的孩子头上祷告。
And I lay hands on my daughter's head.
祷告完摸摸看。
After that, I touch her head.
她烧已经退了。
She was released.
一次而已
One time.
要发生功效
That is the effect.
啊，现在她已经四十多岁了
Now she was 40 years old.
接下来我家里还起了很多神迹
And there are so many miracles in my family.
我看这个再讲下去啊，时间会拖太久
And if I continue, that will delay all your time.
如果你想多听几件，我在这里的期间，有句我就讲
If you want to hear more, when I was stay here, when I'm staying here, I will.
所以你晚上啊常常来，就有机会听到了
Therefore.Every night you come, you will hear my sermon.
You hear my testimony. 主耶稣的恩典太大。
Jesus Christ's blessing is great.
我晚上所讲的。
What I have said today.
什么是基督身体？
What is the body of Christ?
我讲三个条件。
Three components.
第一个。
First one.
基督身体必须有基督的灵。
Should have the spirit of Christ.
就是会说方言，有圣灵。
Speak in town, pray in town.
第一个条件。
That's the first.
必须传基督的话。
Second, preach the word of Christ.
所信所传都有圣灵根据。
What we believe, what we do according to Bible.
第三个条件。
The third component.
要有基督的能力。
You should have the power of Christ.
就是能够给你得到平安。
To manifest the peace to you.
我们进入教会。
True Jesus Church.
因为既必有这三个条件。
Because we have these three components.
所以我们是得救的真教会。
Therefore we call ourselves as a church of salvation.
我们确定我们是圣经所说的基督身体。
We confirm we are the body of Christ.
啊，希望你能够进一步查考。
We hope you can study further with us.
如果你有点明白我们教所说的的确是对的。
If one day you understand what we're preaching is correct.
你就勇敢接受。
Please, you receive it.
啊，时间已经超过了，我就到此结束。
We complete here.
现在，我们要请书班的信师。